Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So this is May, and May is about Making Space Month. So all month long, we'll be doing readings for Making Space in 2010. Give us a call right now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we are discussing how to make space for love. So this is whether you're enhancing the one you have or creating a new one. We need to make some space so that we can create what we're wanting. And this, especially with regards to love, is quite an issue. So let's move into it. But do know that this is May 5th. And it is a live call-in show, so do call us at 248-545-7685. So love is one area where we've had a lot of problems of letting go. Maybe it's, you know, the one who got away, or the ex who cheated, or the connection you had with a soulmate. But we make unhealthy comparisons, and we have a lot of expectations. And we want a new relationship, yet we cling to someone who no longer meets our needs or doesn't want to even be with us. So, however, as long as you continue growing, continue being clear, anyone new will be more aligned with what you are wanting. So I'm always a big believer that no matter where you are, as long as you're moving forward, the next person is going to be even better than the last person. And I know a lot of people have a problem with that, especially when they think that they've had a soulmate connection. And although I have different views about what a soulmate is, my belief is a soulmate is somebody from your soul group. And we have lots of contracts with our soul group to assist us to grow in our lives and in our spiritual evolution. And quite often, one of the last types of romantic relationships you want is one with a soulmate, only because it often is so, it pushes all of our buttons, and it's really there to, you know, really expand us in relationships. And when it comes to relationships, that's really what this life is all about. We have relationships with everything, with romantic people, with our family, with our friends, with our co-workers. Everywhere we have lots of relationships. We have relationships with money. We have relationships with our career. It's all about relationships. So specifically, we're talking about love. So if you want new love or to enhance an existing one, we need to be conscious of making space for your relationship. Often we're so focused on comparisons, where we tend to idealize an old relationship, putting everyone up to these unrealistic standards. And this is where it becomes a little bit of a problem. I remember once where I had created my list of what I was looking for, and I was actually pushing someone away because he wasn't in the package that I wanted. And so the standards that we create, you know, either from that first love or the one who got away or the soulmate relationship, you know, who we felt, you know, was perfect, or maybe not perfect, but close enough. And so we want this situation, we want to have new love, but we hold on and we create these standards and we create these comparisons. And that's where it often becomes a problem, because we're always putting them up to these unrealistic standards. And so we need to be very aware of our beliefs, because what happened with the person that I was pushing away was that it was exactly what I needed at the time, and it was extremely helpful in my growth. So we're doing a live call-in show. Do give us a call at 248-545-7685, and we are discussing how to make space for love. So, you know, what happens with regards to love is that, you know, the one who hurt us so much, you know, often because they cheated or, you know, they're the one that got away, something happened that we get hurt. And then what happens is then we start fearing that everyone will do the same thing, especially with regards to cheating. And so we put undue pressure on our existing relationship or anyone else who tries after, assuming that they will do the same thing. And this is also a huge problem. So we create what we fear. Except in the unrealistic romanticized list that we have created that we expect someone to match up to, you know, often these standards were created from either our first love or the one we had, which was the one we had in our teens, or we've created this romanticized list from media who seems to create even more unrealistic expectations of what a soulmate should be, or those who create lists for their perfect relationship. And I think lists are a great idea. What I often suggest when you're looking towards creating something is that you don't actually list off specifics, but that you actually look at the qualities that you are wanting in a relationship. So qualities would be like, you know, somebody who is loving and kind and passionate and for, but not specifics like, you know, they need to be 6'2" and they need to be a certain weight and they need to look like this and they need to, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking them to be employed if that's something that's important to you, or self-employed, or, you know, depending on what it is that you're looking for, that's okay. But don't say they have to be making, you know, $200,000 a year, or, you know, these are the things that, you know, love doesn't always look for. Love is not something that you put specifics on. It's really about the qualities. And all of these qualities are things that you emanate from within you. They're the things that, you know, mean something to you. And that's how like attracts like. That's using the law of attraction. You usually attract somebody that is basically at the same place you are, that is basically either working through the same things you're working through, or certainly there to repeat the patterns so that it allow you to heal. And that's often why, when we talk about soulmate relationships, why they can be so challenging, because they will make sure that they push those buttons if you are not healing your issues that you're working through. And so it's a very interesting path, and it's a very interesting way of working through what we need. But all relationships do this for us. They're all here to allow us to grow. And specifically, those from our soul group are really here at certain times in our lives to assist us to make certain choices that will allow us to evolve, which will allow us to increase in our awareness and improve our consciousness. But when we have these fears, the fears often will be what we bring into our new relationships, because it's the fears that we are starting to focus on. And so when we focus on those fears, such as, you know, someone who cheats, and bringing that energy into that fear of, you know, bringing another partner who's going to do the same thing. And it's usually a pattern, and it's not usually the first it's not usually the last person that's done this. And if it's not a pattern, if this is just something that happened to you once, then very likely it's not a fear, and very likely you got out of the relationship pretty quickly. But if it is a pattern, then you need to be aware of that pattern, and you need to be looking at different ways to resolve that pattern within yourself. And everything always starts with ourselves. So even the qualities that we're looking for in this relationship, when we're trying to make space to have a new relationship, we need to be aware of the qualities we have. We need to be healing those within us, the looking at the passion and the compassion and the love and the unconditional love and the different ways that we want to be treated and appreciated within a relationship. We need to be able to do that for ourselves as well. So it's a very interesting process working through to create space for love. So this is a call-in show. Do give us a call at 248-545-7685. I'm looking forward to talking to people about making space for love. And it is a live call-in show on May 5th, 2010. So give us a call. So we're talking about, you know, making space for love and the expectations that we have that create some of the problems. And these expectations, you know, about what we're wanting, a new or enhancing an existing relationship, if they aren't unrealistic. And therefore, we need to make space in our beliefs to create what we want, to be aware of the beliefs we hold, the unhealthy comparisons we make, and that no one will ever be able to stand up to. When we are in a situation where we have these very unhealthy comparisons, and that because we have such high expectations that no one will ever be able to stand up, often this is a way for us to not get hurt, to not become vulnerable and fall in love, because that can be a very scary thing. So when it comes to, you know, the person who got away or the soulmate or the one who hurt us, we hold on to them because it's safer for us. So we often pick people that are unavailable, especially emotionally. And we do that because we are unconsciously not really ready for a fully committed relationship. We may say we are, we may want to be, we may push and kick and scream and say, you know, how can you say I'm not? But the thing is if we continue to attract people that will cheat on us, if we continue to attract people that are emotionally unavailable, it means that there's something within us that still needs to be healed, and that there's a part of our unconscious that is still bringing these types of relationships to us because we are wanting to heal them. And we're afraid of being vulnerable and falling in love. And so it's the only person we can work on. And as much as we'd love to change other people, the only person we can change and the only person we can work on is ourselves. And so this is where, you know, when it comes to relationships, especially romantic relationships and a life partner type relationship, we really have to do our work and understand where and how relationships are coming to us. And, you know, I've known so many people in the last while where, you know, they're very dependent people and they're very independent people. But you know what? We're going to go to break now. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm on the tweaker, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
I've just closed my eyes again.
again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you've ever felt before? Feel more happiness and joy. Discover your true direction in life. Bring forward your innate potential. The Rising Star Healing System helps you do all this and more. Heal physical, emotional, and psychological issues, release trauma or illness, and quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complimentary healing system available today. To find a practitioner or to learn more about how the Rising Star can bring your body, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor at www.sq-wellness.com. That's S as in Sam, Q-wellness.com. And I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. So we have been discussing how to make space for love. This is May 5th. It is a call-in, live call-in show. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we do have an instant message that was sent during break, and it was from a woman who has been married for 31 years and has discovered that her husband is gay. And so then she asked, because we've been talking about how it is our responsibility to assist, you know, what does this say about her? So first off, yes, typically when somebody is in a relationship and you've picked somebody who's unavailable, although, you know, sometimes it's not always about us. In this particular case, clearly, especially men of that generation, they most of them are emotionally unavailable, and only, you know, recently have men started to open up. And truly, you know, men will open up more and more as we, as women, you know, step into our power. Now, when something like this happens, obviously, this is somebody who has been conflicted probably most of his life, probably tried to do the what he felt was the right thing, and I'm sure has been, you know, a wonderful husband to you. Now, what happens when you get into a relationship that's 31 years is that we often sort of settle and we sort of don't see the signs and we, you know, really haven't been looking. We may have been on our own journey. We may have been doing a lot of it independently, but we haven't always been, you know, that aware of what's going on with our partner. And often that is the case with married couples that have been in a relationship that long, is that, you know, you start to get in your own pattern, your own life, and then you have, you know, something like this happen. And it's kind of a wake-up call for you to really be clear about what it is that you're wanting. Obviously, you're needing to become more aware of what's going on with regards to relationships for yourself and in what areas you need to expand and grow. But, you know, in this case, your husband needs to follow his path, and he's sort of decided what that is. And for you, you now need to honor that and still be grateful for the 31 years that you've had. You know, often when something like this happens, we feel like we've wasted our life. And that's not the case in this particular situation. You haven't wasted your life. It was a good relationship. It's just your husband's discovered he needs to make some decisions because he probably has had an aspect of his life that's been very unhappy for a very long time. And I would imagine that you have had the same type of experience. And this is kind of your opportunity to really get into some of the things that you truly want within your life, some of the areas that are really important to you, and to start to really embrace, you know, some of the areas that you have been letting slide because you've been in a marriage for 31 years, and to, you know, to get back some of the passion of the things that you really love to do, and to really focus on you for a while. And, you know, not see this as a failure, not see this as something about you, but truly see this as an opportunity to really grow and change and to, you know, get excited again about life. Because I think there's been a time where you've sort of settled and now it's time for you and to really honor this time and just, you know, to really allow everything to expand and to just, you know, get that juiciness for life back and that love for life and, you know, get back with your girls and, you know, connect with them and, you know, not in a way that you're just complaining and upset, but to really, to let go of this and to move forward in a way that, you know, will be very loving and embracing for you. And it's really right now, it's all about you because your husband's already made his decision. And so now it's really about you moving forward and living your life in a really amazing way. And I see a lot of great things happening for you in the future. So it's just a little bit of you moving forward and, you know, really embracing some of these changes. And change is hard. We know it's hard, but make space for this and allow things to happen. So Gail, I honor this journey because it's not necessarily going to be easy, but when you start moving forward and start letting this go, you're going to have a really great opportunity in front of you to really make some incredible changes in your life and see this as a gift. Once you're over the grief, see this as a gift and a perfect way for you to move forward. So this is Intuitive Soul. And we are doing live call-in show at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It is May 5th, so this is tonight. Give us a call. And we're talking about making space for love. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, how we often pick men that are unavailable. I've also noticed a lot of women who are on the spiritual path, you know, are in this very independent life, and they have really, really unrealistic expectations when it comes to a partner, because they're so independent that they're not really. Some women out there, you know, have never even been in a relationship, and they're in their 50s, and, you know, but they're on the spiritual path, and they're really doing, you know, amazing inner work, and they still need to work with the relationship stuff. And so what happens is that they turn men away because they're not meeting up to the standards that they're wanting. And so this is when we need to make space. This is when we really, truly need to understand what it is that we are creating from. And, you know, we can do a lot of inner growth on our own, but there are certain areas and certain beliefs that we hold that really, truly need to be done within a relationship. And that is the type of relationships that are being created now. They're really there to assist us on our spiritual evolution. And it's a huge thing to allow ourselves to move in this way. It's not always easy. And, you know, we're very much afraid, usually very unconsciously, that, you know, our hearts are going to be broken again. And of course, we create the very thing that we're wanting to avoid by not being open, by, you know, not healing the areas that we need to heal. And so therefore, we choose the same types of patterns that we have chosen in the past. And so it's really about us, you know, looking at where we want to make the changes and how relationships can benefit that. So we are doing a live call-in show. It is May 5th, and we're talking about how to make space for love. So do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And I want to talk about, often we hold on to these shadows or these patterns, which really has to do with our beliefs, our fears, our thoughts, our expectations, and our anxieties. And we block those that we're ready for to come into our lives. So often we pick more than one contract for relationships in our lives. And, you know, we block them by not having any space because of these beliefs, the fears, the thoughts, the expectations or anxieties. And because we have these, because we're not dealing with them, that means that our hearts are closed down. Maybe because we've had them broken, maybe because it's too difficult to be so vulnerable and open. Yet, you know, if we want to, the only way we can open our hearts is by actually knowing love again. And so we need to enhance the relationship we're in or find new love. So we are talking about making space for love. Do give us a call. It is a live call-in show at 248-545-7685. We are going to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars,
Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force.
Let us know how we're doing.
248-545-7685.
Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
24 hours a day.
Your spiritual well-being is our concern.
Awaken the extraordinary.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is helping you to master a path to the heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and to this live call-in show every week, and tonight we are talking about, tonight we are making space for love, and we are talking about how, you know, often we have to make space to create the love that we're looking for, and we do have a caller. It is Liz from Georgia. Welcome, Liz.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Okay, so I'm one of those people that you were talking about in her 50s who's never really had a relationship and haven't, you know, dated for a really long time. And I don't even really see anybody out there that is interesting or attractive to me anymore. And
right.
So I'd like you to talk a little bit about what exactly you mean specifically by making space, because to me that makes me think, oh, she's just asking me to settle. Everybody says, oh, you're just being too
fussy.
But talk
right.
about that a bit.
Yeah. You know what? It's not about settling, because we don't want to settle. But I would look at what it is in this list that you're wanting, or what it is that you're thinking that you want in a relationship that is holding you back from experiencing something. Because often what happens, and from a lot of the people that I've met and a lot of the clients that I've had that are in a similar situation as yourself, is that because you are so independent and because you are so successful in your own career and where you're going, it's so different. This is like the only time in history where women have been able to do it on their own. And there's a lot of people that feel, you know, we do have to do this on our own. And so you do your journey and you get your career and you're in a great place. And then you want a relationship. But the relationship that you're looking for may not be the one that is allowing you to grow with regards to relationships. And this is where it becomes a little bit of a challenge, because this is the one area that you haven't completely been vulnerable enough to experience in a way that will allow you to grow in this specific area. And it's interesting, because you have lots of girlfriends who are very close. You have male friends that you are, you know, close with and friend with. But when it comes to intimacy, that there's this place that you want. And what you have to be careful is when you look at your list, or when you're thinking about what it is that you're wanting in a relationship, it's not about settling. It's about figuring out where it is that you are not allowing someone to move into your life. So we don't settle, because settling creates something very, well, we don't want to settle. Nobody wants to settle, because that means you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. But you do want to look at what it is in your life that is sort of blocking you from allowing that relationship to come. So it's usually a belief that you have, and it may have been, you know, from your parents. It may have been, likely it was from your parents, and it was probably something that you unconsciously made a decision to not ever experience in your life. And so when anybody gets close to that experience, then that is what happens. So because you unconsciously will recreate a similar pattern, or you'll just not get involved. So it's an area where it's very challenging because you have to discover what it is without having somebody to mirror that back to you, without having a partner to let you know what it is. So it becomes a little bit more challenging because the way we grow is through relationships. And because that's not been something that you've been experiencing in an intimate way and for a long time, you're not able to know exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. So what I recommend is, you know, what are the areas that you are really, truly passionate about? And then join some groups of, you know, where these people are at the same place so that, you know, if it's something that you really, truly enjoy, some hobby or sport or, but you need to kind of get out there and you're not, you've kind of given up because you just not met anybody. And that seems to happen too. And so I want you to try or like-hearted and, you know, find your groove again, don't settle, but find out and then just start dating, just enjoy yourself and allow yourself to really enjoy things. How does that sound?
Yeah, I like that. I like finding my group again.
Yeah.
I used to have big gangs of friends when I was younger, and I don't have that anymore. And I would like to have that again anyway.
Right. Which would be very important. So yeah, I think that's where you need to go. And not so much, you know, focusing on having to have that relationship, but just getting out there and meeting people again and, you know, just enjoying life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so we have another caller. It is Esther from Illinois. Hi, Esther.
Hi.
How can I help
you
this evening?
Hello.
I'm here.
Hi, my name is Esther Williams, and I'm an Aquarius born January 27th. And I was wondering, the person that comes into my life, do you think I'm meeting at my job?
Okay. Okay. Tell me a little bit about what's been happening with regards to relationships with you. When was the last time you were in a relationship?
28 years ago.
Okay. And How long have you been in the job that you've been in now?
Well, the job that I'm at now, I'm not really happy with. I'm praying that I get the new job, I guess, as a reporter at a television station. I just getting ready to apply for that in the next couple of days.
Right. Okay. So that feels really good. It sounds like it's a really good opportunity for you.
Okay.
I would say what you want to do is to, again, which what I said with the last caller, is to really, you know, get yourself out there more. Get yourself into some groups that you haven't, you know, that you're passionate about. And don't leave it just to the job, because I'm thinking, again, you've kind of closed yourself off. You haven't really been available, and now, you know, to make space, you need to really, you know, you need to get out there. You need to enjoy yourself. You need to find your groove again. You need to, you know, you've been out of the market for a while, so you need to recreate that space.
Right, I did. And there's a gentleman who lives by me. I just moved out, brought a home, and he lives not far from me, like walking distance. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Do you think that would be a good match?
I'm feeling that could be a really nice match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's an Aquarius. Well, I usually have a little problem with Aquarius men. He's an Aquarius male also, but very strong, you know, towards him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's in and out of town.
Right. You know, because astrology is so much more than just our sun sign.
I agree. They're, yes, thank you.
Yeah. To make that generalization is not, it's not always helpful. So there is so much
good.
More. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So just get yourself out there.
Man?
Yeah. You know, just go into it having fun. Go into it having fun. Don't put any pressure on it. Just don't have any expectations. Just really enjoy yourself. And you know what? If it's not this person, somebody else is coming because I feel something around you. So it's really, you know, it's really a matter of you just getting yourself out there and enjoying yourself and, you know, finding some people that are out there.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me a call and let me know what happens.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to go to break now. Give us a call. It's a live call-in show at 248-545-SOUL. That is 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend. Take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul.
with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use: intuitive counseling, intuitive energy clearing, and Intuitive Soul Radio. We seem to have gotten a hike in callers right at the last minute, so I'm going to go right into this. We have Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
I've been having dreams that my mom and I are celebrating and she's on the other side. And then I had another dream. Number 9 came in and it was my number. And I won an elephant. And I've just been having just real good feelings of gratefulness and this and that. Do you see someone? I've never been married. I'm 55. Do you see, I mean, is that why all this good luck and you know, happiness is coming in, that maybe I'm going to meet someone, I'm going to get married or something like that? Do you see anything like that coming in?
Okay, so when you're thinking about this relationship, are you wanting a relationship? Is that something that you've been trying to focus on?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I am going to Europe for a couple months. I'm leaving in 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, that'll be a really great time for you. You enjoy yourself when you're away. And, you know, while you're away, what you will do, because men in Europe are very different than men in North America. So, you know, really just be open, just enjoy yourself and just have fun. And what this is going to do is it's going to really, it's going to allow you to see a different area that, it's just going to be very different from what you've ever experienced, and it's going to allow you an opportunity to really be clear about what it is that you're wanting when you get back. And, you know, you never know what can happen. So just be really, really open and just really enjoy yourself. It's going to be a really great trip for you, Donna.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It is. And it's going to really open yourself up to, you know, open yourself up again to having love into your life. And that's really important because you're somebody who, you know, hasn't dated in a while and it's been a long time and this is what you're wanting. And so love will come to you. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to have some fun. So I want you to give me a call when you get back and let me know how it went.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Okay.
But I think it will really open you up to new ideas and new possibilities for sure.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, we're talking about making space for love, and we have Steve from Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve.
Yes. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I need a lot of help, actually.
Okay.
Well, don't we all?
Mm.
I was in a marriage for 17 years, and It towards the end, it was more of a mutual understanding that, you know, we needed to part ways. And at the end, it, you know, there was kind of second thoughts on my behalf. And then eventually we ended up getting divorced, and it's been a rocky road ever since. But I'm trying to put the pieces back together, and I started dating and went through a couple of relationships, and they all start off, you know, nice. And And after a while, you know, just, I guess, earthly matters start to filter in and changes the whole dynamics of the relationship. And the most recent relationship started about 4 years ago, 4 years, I wish, 4 months ago.
Okay.
And she was an old friend, actually a former neighbor, who got divorced as well. And we kind of crossed paths and found interest in one another. And we hit it off, you know, deeply, you know, on the soul level, from what I had felt and what she had felt, very, very, very deep. But then, towards you know, a couple of months into it, just things start to change. You know, the stresses from the outside started trickling in once again, and once again started changing the dynamics of the relationship. And you know, we're trying to work through this, but mood swings, the emotional mood swings. One day, we're hot, and the next day we're cold, and just the constant fluctuation that that occurs has us on rocky roads. And we've parted now for a week just to get our heads together, and she's going to school, and she had exams, finals today, and she just needed a clear head, and I didn't want to be, a part of her stress at that point. So, like I said, we parted ways for about a week.
Right.
And, I think about her constantly, just about every, about every minute of the day. And in some moments I'm full for getting back together, and other moments I'm, kind of doubtful. And
right. Okay. So, Steve, this is what I would recommend. I think that you both are, going through a transitional phase, and I would just be really open, instead of worrying about whether it's going to work and seeing if it's going to work, just really be open to just seeing what comes out of this, because both of you are triggering each other. Both of you are going from the hot to cold, and you're both kind of growing from this. So I think both of you are, it's just such a transition for both of you, and it's not necessarily going to work out in the end, but what it is going to do is it's going to allow you to look at what patterns you've created and some of the areas that you need to work on and some of the areas she needs to work on. She's, doing school and everything, but, you both have it quite possibly can work, but you're at that phase where, the honeymoon kind of got over quite quickly, and it's just, this is where the making space is always a little bit tricky, because you've both had, major relationships. You both, doing the comparison thing and not wanting to get in the same trap and not, so it's trying to make it very open and being very vulnerable and just enjoying your time together instead of worrying about whether this is going to be the one. And just really have fun.
I agree. I mean, it's easy to, see someone else's areas of improvement.
Yes, where they need to very do much.
Very, very easy. Very easy to say, well, they need to do this. But it's very hard for us to
sure.
do the same, because we're perfect. Yeah, we're all perfect.
Of course we are. Yeah.
But, I know that we all carry baggage with us.
Right.
We can deny it all we want, but if we've been in past relationships and relationships that have gone bad, we carry that baggage with us. And although we think that we're checking them, the baggage at the door, they trickle in the form of shields. Yeah. And
this is where we kind of have to do our work. And unfortunately, Steve, you kind of called at the end of the night, and I have to start wrapping up now. But, let me know what happens, and just be really open and look at the patterns that you're sort of seeing, and allow yourself to just enjoy this time and not be so worried about where it's going. But, every week I'm doing a show, you can call in again and we can try and answer this a little bit more fully. But I do have to go. So
I understand.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you, Lori.
No problem. All right. So I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site, intuitivesoul.com. And tomorrow, May 6th at 7 p.m., I have author Nanice Ellis, who wrote the book Lip Prints, which is a very interesting book. I have a free offer for a free email reading to the third person to email me at Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at intuitivesoul.com. So be the third person to email me at Lori at intuitivesoul.com, and you will get a free reading. So may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.